the boys' state baseball tournament had a busy day yesterday, and sixth-seeded Wallert Catholic actually out-hit the third-seeded Harlan Cyclones, but Brett Cron stranded eight Wallert runners as he hurled a complete game 4-0 shutout in Class 3A quarterfinal play at Southeast Polk High School yesterday. That game was played at Southeast Polk as a result of rain that postponed three Class 3A games from Tuesday to Wednesday. Cron struck out three and hit a batter in his seven innings of work. Despite allowing at least one hit in five of his seven innings, the right-hander struck out, buckled down, and with runners on base, not allowing a runner to reach third base until the seventh inning. Behind the Harlan starter were two quick runs from the Cyclones in the bottom of the first inning. Dylan Sears reached on a leadoff walk before back-to-back singles loaded the bases. Cron then drove in Sears on an RBI fielder's choice. Harlan utilized a successful double steal with runners on first and third, bringing in Kyle Jewell as Harlan went up 2-0 after one inning. The Cyclones went up 4-0 in the fourth on an RBI double by Nick Foss and a Jared Moser RBI single. Cron then retired nine of the last 11 batters that he'd face, including a perfect fifth and sixth inning to secure the victory. Wallert starter Austin Savory was tagged with the complete game loss, allowing four earned runs on seven hits and two walks while striking out three. Foss notched a team-high two hits off the left-hander, going two for three with a double, single, a run, and an RBI. Bo Bergmeyer and Isaac Evans each had two of Wallert's eight hits, although no Golden Eagle player recorded an extra base hit. The Cyclones improved to 27-7 as they advanced to meet the second-seeded Pella Little Dutch in the semifinals on Friday afternoon at Principal Park. Pella was a 2-1 winner yesterday over Dallas Center Grimes in Class 3A quarterfinal round play. Also in 3A quarters, it was Boone defeating Sergeant Bluff Luton by a final of 9-1. Class 4A quarterfinals also held yesterday. It was Waukee edging North Scott 6-5. Southeast Polk defeated Sioux City East 12-0. Cedar Rapids Kennedy edging Davenport North 3-2. And Iowa City West picking up an 11-3 victory over Des Moines East. Now, today's schedule at Principal Park in Des Moines calls for the 1A and 2A semifinals. Class 1A, starting at 11 o'clock this morning, Newman Catholic will face Martinsdale St. Mary's. That'll be followed at 1:30 by North Lynn battling Pleasantville. Then at 5 o'clock tonight, it's the Class 2A semifinals getting underway. Cascade facing Columbus Catholic, followed at 7:30 by Davis County versus Clear Lake. Those winners advance into the championships. Well, Jay Bruce homered in the second inning to back Anthony DeScalfini's seven innings of three-hit ball, and the Cincinnati Reds shut out the St. Louis Cardinals for the second straight night, 1-0 Wednesday. The Reds ended a nine-series losing streak in St. Louis and have won consecutive games at Busch Stadium for the first time since July 6th and September 2nd of 2011. It was the first time Cincinnati won consecutive games in the same series since June of 2006. Bruce's 17th home run moved him ahead of Barry Larkin to ninth in franchise history with 199 in his career. DeScalfini did the rest, walking three and striking out three. Aroldis Chapman collected his 21st save. The Cardinals squandered another strong outing from John Lackey, who gave up two hits in eight innings and has posted a 167 earned run average in his last nine outings. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Chicago Cubs over Colorado 3-2. The San Francisco Giants beat Milwaukee 5-0. San Diego down the New York Mets 7-3, and Washington over Miami by a final of 7-2. Corey Kluber took a shutout into the ninth inning. Rookie Francisco Lindor hit a three-run homer and had a career-high four RBIs, and the Indians avoided a winless homestand as they posted a 2-1 victory over the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Michael Brantley, Yan Gomes, and rookie Giovanni Urshela hit home runs for Cleveland, which had been outscored 37-10 in losing the first six games of their homestand. Michael Bourne was 4-for-5 as Cleveland had a season-high 18 hits. Kluber held Kansas City to just five hits. The reigning Cy Young Award winner retired the first 12 batters before Eric Hosmer's leadoff double in the fifth inning. Alex Rios' RBI ground out in the ninth scored the Royals' only run. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Detroit over Tampa Bay 2-1. Chicago beat Boston 9-2. Texas 5-2 over the New York Yankees. And Houston beat the Los Angeles Angels 6-3. Also in interleague play yesterday, it was Pittsburgh over Minnesota 10-4. Arizona beat Seattle 8-2. Baltimore shut down Atlanta 2-0. Toronto over Philadelphia 8-2. And the LA Dodgers outscored Oakland 10-7. After years of trade speculation, Cole Hamels' time in Philadelphia is ending. Two people familiar with the deal say the Phillies have agreed to trade the ace left-hander to the Texas Rangers for a package of prospects. Both people spoke to the Associated Press late Wednesday night anonymously because the trade hadn't been finalized. Hamels has a limited no-trade clause but does not have to approve a deal to the Rangers. Hamels would become the first pitcher in Major League history traded during a season immediately after throwing a no-hitter. He no-hit the Chicago Cubs on Saturday at Wrigley Field. The Royals have traded right-hander Joe Blanton to the Pittsburgh Pirates for cash considerations. Blanton was designated for assignment on Tuesday when Johnny Cueto reported to Kansas City following his trade from Cincinnati. Blanton was 2-2 with a .389 earned run average in four starts and 11 relief appearances this season for Kansas City. A former first-round draft pick, Blanton has a career record of 87-91 over 11 major league seasons. That trade was announced on Wednesday. In football news, lawyers working with the NFL Players Association have asked U.S. District Judge David Doty to vacate or at least put on hold Tom Brady's suspension. The Patriots quarterback's lawsuit in the deflated football scandal questions whether the league followed its own rules when it suspended the four-time Super Bowl champion. Brady also took to social media to make his case. He posted a 507-word statement on Facebook with his firmest denial yet, writing, "I did nothing wrong." The suit filed in U.S. District Court in Minnesota claims the NFL improperly applied its penalties for equipment violations, which call for only a small fine. It also questions Commissioner Roger Goodell's independence when he handed down the punishment and then heard and ruled on Brady's appeal. The lawsuit also says the league can't punish Brady for violating standards that didn't exist. The Kansas City Chiefs have released running back Cyrus Gray, who tore his ACL last November, in what Coach Andy Reid described Wednesday as a football decision. The former sixth-round pick ran for 99 yards and a touchdown in 35 games, but was also a valuable special teams player. His departure leaves Jamal Charles, Niall Davis, Keyshawn Hill, Anthony Sherman, Spencer Ware, and Sharkhandrick West among the running backs on the roster. While Eric Berry's return from cancer treatment dominated the first day of training camp, there was some other injury news out of Chiefs camp. Wide receiver Chris Conley strained his knee during the workout, and linebacker Ramick Wilson was placed on the non-football injury list with a back strain. Also, quarterback Tyler Bray worked out with the trainers. He's returning from an ACL injury. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.